This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Is if they don't get active serving or hobbies or something where they're engaged with people, they tend to die. Because for many people, you know, your work is the number one thing, because you're providing for your family, or you're doing something that God has you involved in, digging a ditch, serving people in some way. So if you stop doing that recently and you're feeling a little empty, I really want to encourage people to join a group, whatever it is. I mean, if you play golf, go play golf with other human beings. Do something. If you play pickleball, go join a group to play pickleball. But join a church. Get involved with groups. You'll find that you're purpose is being uncovered to you in the context of relationships.
Yeah, don't try to do what you once did. You're not going to go back to that job. You're not going to go do what you was. It's like Jesus said, he who continues to look back is rendered of no service to the kingdom of God. You know, if you look in the rearview mirror, if you drive a car and you have a license, try driving forward by only looking in the rearview mirror. It isn't going to work. A little bit and reflect. But you cannot drive the car if you're looking in the rearview mirror. Jesus said, he who begins to plow for the kingdom of God and continues to look back is rendered of no service. And this is, look, I've been through this, folks. I mean, the death of my mom, the death of relationships, whatever it might be. You know, I can get, you know, I like what Dr. Norman Vincent Peale said. He said, the river of the mind can't flow in two directions at the same time. And if I asked you today why today's a bad day, you probably could tell me some reasons why today's a bad day. You're coming over fine, don't worry. And it gets easier to be negative as you go down that river, all the negative river. Or if I said, why is today a good day? Well, you have this, you have that. It gets easier to do the positive things. The human mind, the river in the mind, cannot flow in two directions at the same time. They're conflict. Like what did Jesus say? You're not going to get sweet fruit out of a sour tree. Something to that effect, you know. So think positive, and positive, is not a negative word. Positive is a good word. It's a word that represents faith, right?
Well, yes. I just had a lunch with a good friend of mine, one of my groups that I'm part of. We had lunch up at Saratoga Springs where they had the recent Belmont Stakes race while Belmont itself is being fixed. But I had lunch with this guy up in Saratoga Springs, and he told me that he gets up about 4:30 every morning, spends 20 minutes in Bible reading, and then almost an hour of meditation, which he tells me is made up of mostly being grateful, thinking about all the things he has to be grateful for. He does this every day, almost every day. And I was thinking, that is beautiful, because like you said, Rhett, the mind can't think on two things. And if you get into a state of being thankful, that also helps a whole lot. But I do want to encourage people, if you're going through some real, you know, mental distress, you know, there's counseling, there's people at churches that will pray with you. You know, you can get connected to people often at churches that do free counseling. I just always get concerned that people that tune into this by mistake think, yeah, no, I'm totally, you know, gone, or I have major issues. No, God is always going to give you hope, give you connection, and get you help for whatever it is you're dealing with. And that's what the body of Christ is for. We're here for each other. I know WCNO probably has outreaches themselves where people can call in and get prayer. So there's always somebody available through the body of Christ that will be there for you. Even if you've been burned or hurt in the past, you got to get back on the horse, get back riding again, and give God a chance to give you relationships to return you to a place of purpose, a place of calling, a place of meaning, and a place of fulfillment.
You know, a few years ago, I got to interview Mike Tyson. And there's something that he said recently. I think it was to Tucker, but I'm not sure. And he said, do you ever get offended? And Mike is a much deeper person than you can imagine. And he said, well, there was a pregnant pause. And Mike says, only when I think I'm somebody. And, you know, Bob Dylan has a line in his one of his songs about, you know, thinking I had something to protect. In other words, about our ego being in contest with other people or something. Excuse me. So when we know that the only way we're made, no one is better than anybody else. At the cross, the ground is level, and we all are reduced to being brothers and sisters that are sinners, and that's it. So there's no one worse than anybody else, no one better than anybody else. And I kind of lost what the point was I was trying to make.
Well, I think, you know, Mike Tyson said that, you know, I get a problem when I think I'm somebody. In other words, Think about other people. I always tell people that say they're not an evangelist. I say, did you hold the door open for somebody at the coffee shop today? Then there was a spiritual exchange of kindness. And God says people are led to God through kindness. So random acts of kindness, you can do that today for anybody. You can hold a door for somebody. You can say, hey, how are you doing today? Hey, good to see you. Hey, you know, everything going all right for you? Whatever it may be.
Let me add this stuff. No, that's very good. Very good. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just want to say this, though. Don't expect a thank you back. It's okay. You do good. You give dignity to another. You immediately dignify yourself. God sees it. That's all that counts. You don't need the rewards of men.
Nope.
If you hold the door open and they don't, it's like when you pull out in a car. I like it when people go, oh, thank you very much for being kind. And if they don't, didn't even wave thank you or something. Well, you know what? Did you do it for the wave or did you do it to do it? Just do it.
Right. Whatever we do, we're supposed to do unto the Lord. And I'll tell you, I do much better every day when I'm kind to people and nice to people, because we reap what we sow. And when you sow kindness and goodness and mercy and grace, God shows up. And when God shows up, people can truly be changed. And that's really through us. And, you know, it says that you can't please God apart from faith today. And faith works only one way. Faith works through love. And love, the Bible tells me, never fails. You know, you can argue, you can discuss the ideas of the Bible or the doctrines of the faith, and you can haggle with people. But you know what never fails? When somebody loves you, listens to you, cares about you, and there are people that are available for you today who do just that. And Brett and I care about you. We love you. We're here because we love Jesus, and we want you to know that you're loved and you're cared about. And I say that to you, Brother Palmer, because I love you and I care about you. And I'm glad you reached out to me. This has been really great. I think we are coming up on our time, possibly.
No, we got about 16 more minutes left.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. We started a little late.
Oh, we did.
Yeah. So, well, I wanted to ask one thing. You know, you're involved with, you go into the prisons and you're involved with the youth a lot. There is an explosion. I was at a church out of town last week, and one thing the preacher had said was numbers are showing that a whole lot of young people are more interested in finding truth and asking questions about Jesus now more than ever. I find that very exciting. People are finding out that it's nice to have things, but things don't make you happy, you know? So they're seeking. It's kind of really cool that, maybe young boys or girls were seeking other things on the internet, and they've done that, and they kind of find out, wow, there's not a lot of good flavor in sin. I'd really like to find out, is there a God? Is there truth? Is Jesus the way, the truth, and the life? And they're asking lots of questions, and a lot of podcasts like this are becoming very popular with young people.
Well, it was very exciting. Last night, I attended the service at Victory Church of the Mario Murillo Evangelistic Association, and all these young people were up there testifying of their new relationship with Jesus Christ, coming out of drugs, coming out of, you know, really bad relationships, abuse. I mean, just all sorts of stuff. You can imagine what youth and we got into ourselves to some extent. But these kids were up in front at our church last night sharing their testimonies of how Jesus has gotten a hold of their lives. And it was so invigorating. It was so, you know how you hear from a person, their testimony, it just really builds you up with.
Can you remember any of those testimonies? Because people love stories, you know?
Oh, well, I mean, gosh, there were so many different types of testimonies. I can tell you one girl was on the run. She was just on the run in her life. She was going all over. She had no place to go. Her family was crazy. They had left her. I mean, she was a foster child in so many different homes. And then she got on the run. And I mean, it was a life of getting involved with wrong men, getting involved in drugs. I mean, having babies. I mean, it was really just absolute craziness. And her story was so beautiful because eventually someone did reach out to her with the gospel. She ended up getting gloriously saved. And now she's with a ministry going all over the country doing these revival meetings. They just come from Stockton, California, where they were last week. And a ton of youth had come and gotten saved and gotten gloriously set free, as these young people had. And their testimonies were just so I just got to tell you, it was so lively at the service because these testimonies, Jesus says that, you know, we're free through the blood of Christ, the sacrifice that he made, and the word of our testimony. I mean, that's kind of hard to completely appreciate, that people's testimonies are what really help other people get set free. It builds up people's faith, and they're able to receive from the Spirit of God. And so it was just beautiful watching these kids, and they're, of course, in community. They travel together. They had this Stockton revival, and now they're here in Albany having a meeting Sunday night at the Marriott. And I understand that almost all the tickets are sold out. It's really well received. And so I'm going to look forward to being there on Sunday night, which will be my birthday night. So that'll be kind of a nice birthday present.
Wow.
Yeah.
So tell us another story of one of these young people. People love stories. They love testimonies.
I mean, there was another young man who came from some level of believers, but he had gotten involved in street gangs. He got involved in shooting somebody. The guy didn't die, so he wasn't charged with murder, but he was charged with something else. And then somehow, miraculously, it was like maybe a first offense that the judge, who had been putting all these other people in jail before him in this jail setting, he said, oh, this was a woman. He said, I don't want to see you back in my courtroom. And he basically gave the guy a break. And there was no reason for him to do that based upon this person's testimony. And so he didn't end up going to jail, and God ended up turning his life around. But there were just so many beautiful stories of these young people and all the things that they had, you know, gotten into, and then God had gotten, had set them free from. And so the beauty of this relationship with Christ is, you know, it's not going to be over till it's over. You know, God has work for us to do. He has work to do in us. I mean, hey, there's still things God's working on in me, and listening to all these kids, you know, most of them have certain things God's still working on.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for New Day with Rhett Palmer.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care, with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
Thank you.